Welcome, mortal. I know how far you've traveled, and how tired you must be. It's no easy feat to reach me, battling your way through fierce enemies and treacherous obstacles, and perilous journey for most. Surely you saw the bodies of the fallen, the brave ones who tried to reach me and failed. They honor me with their sacrifice. I cherish every one of them. I'm sorry. I get distracted. Nothing brings more joy to a goddess than those who sacrifice themselves to her. I do wish more completing the journey. Please, have a seat. My servants can get you anything you want. You deserve a reward for your bravery. Such wonderful perseverance and strength. So tell me, human, what brings you to my realm? What do you need so desperately you would risk your life and limb to reach me? Oh, my. Well, I think that may be the one thing that brings more joy to a goddess. I'm surprised, mortal. You don't look untouched. Again, I'm being shown. I must never judge a mortal by their appearance. You are an exceptional human. Strong and brave enough to fight your way to me. Determined and steadfast. You'd honor any goddess with such an offering. Why so few? Certainly, you saw how many fallen champions littered the journey here. I know. You would think a goddess could have any human she desired. But that's not my fate. Only the bravest and most worthy are earned the privilege to worship at my feet. No, it's not my choice. If I hadn't my way, I would have hundreds of devotees servicing me, worshipping me, and building temples for me on every hilltop. My children would be numerous. My very own demigod army. No one would be able to shut me away. Keep me from taking what's rightfully mine. No, not any enemy. My father, God of gods, thinks he can control us all. I was born of an affair my father had with the goddess of nature. She managed to hide me from my father's wife until I was old enough to take care of myself. Oh, I was fierce. The power of nature mixed with the pure lust I was made from. No hunter, shepherd, or lost wanderer could resist me. I was in every tree of the forest, every shell on the beach, every new bud waiting to bloom was me. I reveled in the wonder of human flesh. I took every lover I could. But more than one god was threatened. It wasn't only my father who trapped me here. My brothers and sisters helped him. There is no room in the pantheon for me. I wasn't planned. I wasn't supposed to exist. I wasn't a part of the plan. So here I am, trapped in this prison they call a realm. I'm told they are kind enough to allow me to live, and to allow me to have any lover who can make their way to me. They keep me comfortable, enough to be sustained. But it's never enough. It's torture, seeing so many fall. And every time a mortal makes it to me, they make it harder for the next. It's been so long since anyone was able to reach me. You'll likely be the last for some time. You are a fabulous champion, though. Unspoiled. Innocent. Sweet, even. What made you make such a perilous journey? Yes, those old fishermen would know of me. Only the oldest would have heard stories of me in my full glory. And there's just something about the sea air that keeps those men well preserved and virile. So, you sought me out as the answer to your long-awaited need. You're so precious. I don't remember the last time someone sacrificed so much for me and survived to make a full offering. Even locked away, I know the ways of men and maidens. There must have been so many farmers' daughters, blacksmiths' wives, throwing themselves at you, or their fathers begging you to take one of them. What about your mother and father? Certainly, they wanted their son to marry and bear offspring. Yes, I would imagine it was difficult. And now, your goddess will reward such devotion. I shall give you what you want. And more. It has been some time since I have been with such a delicate creature. No, this will not be your peril. This shall be the greatest reward I have ever given. You'll know ecstasy. You will know pleasure. You will take your story and spread it far and wide. Perhaps if enough humans turn to me, worship me, bring me offerings and gifts, my father will have no choice but to release me. Remove your armor, human. Beautiful. What a specimen. Remove the rest. Let me see you in your full glory. You're magnificent, perfect, deserving of this blessing. Now, lie down, show me your cock. Are you ready, mortal? Ready for me to take your parody? In the feeling. Oh, warm, wet, oh, safe, glorious. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, you're good. You're so good. Oh, perfect, pretty cock. Oh, fuck me. Yes. Good boy, fuck my pussy, yes. Oh, fuck me. Touch me, human. Play with my titties. Pinch my nipples. Worship me. Yes. I've missed this feeling. Feeling of a man inside of me being filled. Using a cock to feel good. You look an ecstasy, mortal. You must wait. Wait to come. You'll never know pussy like this again, human. Enjoy the moments and fuck. Taken care of now. I treasure your offering, mortal. The virginity of man is a great thing. You shall be favored. No, you do not have to leave yet. You may stay as long as you want. You shall stay until my father learns you are here. Then you will go. Until then, you shall stay here and serve me as I desire. Good boy. My servants will show you to your room. I will join you shortly. Or more.